Issue number 100, Death in the Family. This is it, the tearjerker issue, the death of young man's father, the moment loyal fans have been writing and blogging about. What happened, they all ask. Was young man there? How monumentally did he fight? What about the other heroes, young man's sisters, young man's friends, the entire League of Heroics? Where were they? The whole League had to be there, helping to fight the good fight when father finally succumbed to that arch-fiend, death. But this issue turns the world on its ear. No grand battles, no speeches, no friends, no enemies. Only our hero, young man, out of costume, sitting at father's bedside. This whole issue is completely silent. No dialogue balloons, no thought bubbles, only our hero, bedside, gently stroking father's brow as page after page, father lies in a dream of morphine. His eyes are closed, dark bulbous walnuts in the sockets of his skull. He is a gaunt desert cadaver. His body trembles, small, slowing ripples of the flesh. Page after page, father winds down like a child's toy. And our hero, in college at this point, honing his superpowers into razor-sharp sonnets, thunderous sestinas, free verse like raging rivers, all at his command. Our hero sits powerless at father's bedside, whispering, again and again, in an ever-lowering voice, "It's okay. It's okay. It's okay." But does he mean it, our readers will ask. Have they truly reconciled? Were they finally on speaking terms again before this moment? Does father have any cryptic or resolving last words? Does our hero? But the issue is silent. Just soft, frail pages of young man sitting at his father's bedside as the life extinguishes. The final page is a dead page, entirely black, only in the very corner, almost invisible, as if in a dream, are the words, "It's okay, it's okay, it's all okay."